Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Red or Dead podcast. I'm Suki and I'm joined by the usual squad. I'm going to start with Ellie here just because he seems a bit more lively today, given he's having a drink. How are you doing, Ellie?
Wow, okay. That's very nice. A very lovely introduction.
What are you drinking?
It's a glass of red, actually. I believe it is Chateau Neuf du Pape. Beautiful, nice red. Yeah, you God. Asked, I told.
Why is the glass so small? That's, you look like you're
because I don't. Yeah, no, you say that. It's actually close to being a port glass. In fairness, it's a small wine glass, but it's only because I didn't really want to have a lot. I just wanted a little sample. That was all. Nothing too crazy, you know.
Wine tasting in his own house. What do you think he is?
Look, Dre is so uncouth. He drinks by the jug. Get me a picture.
He has actually got a steel jug with him right now.
Yeah, of course he has. It's a steel jug and a straw, and it doesn't matter what's in there. He could have the most delicate bouquet glass of white in there, but he'll just put it in a big old jug, some ice cubes in there, and then he's off.
Can we get that as the image for this week's episode?
I like that.
Well, I'm going to take a picture. Now, Trey, take a picture of my jug and then I've got
nothing against a jug, but just don't be drinking pints of wine again like you did last time. That's just not, it's not right behaviour, man. You can't be doing
that.
You
know what? I've actually gone a bit of rouge because you guys actually are correct.
He's got a drink in there.
In this jug.
What drink have you got, Dre?
Put your jug up, Dre.
No, it's only Robinson squash in a moment, but
he's not sure. He's not sure. The answer is he's not sure because there's that many flavors mixed in there. He doesn't even know what it is anymore.
I actually think, Dre, after the last couple of weeks, you probably do need to get yourself a drink. We can't have you losing it again.
Oh dear.
You know what? I must say this. Every single person, it's only me and Ellie who's lost it. The defenders of Liverpool.
Yeah, defenders of the earth.
I'm on my own defending FSG.
FSG you know what? Last week.
Nah, you're betraying. Yeah, Maria did it. That's what you are.
Dre, you didn't crack up over FSG or Liverpool.
I cracked up over ill discipline and low standards. That's what I did.
you start making a point and we all started laughing and you cracked up.
Man, we should get a video snippet of that.
I've done that. And then Ellie, and I would rather do it from that for you not pissing around rather than Ellie actually just losing his shit over Cater.
Yeah, because you know what? Okay, let me explain why I get it. But no, the real.
Look at Dre deflecting.
Yeah, I know. First of all, noted the tactics, you know. But fair enough, hot potato, passed, right, fair enough. But the reason I get so vexed about Cater is because. For me, it's just unbelievable how it can't be seen. That's all his technical ability. That's all, and that's what gets me.
But that argument is done, though. There's no point in arguing. It's done. It's over.
It's not. The thing is, Cass, it's not even an argument.
Coming back. He's never coming back. It's not an argument. It's over.
Let's not get into Katie yet. Maria, how are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you.
How's your week?
It's been good. It's been nice. It's been nice to get out. It feels a bit more normal, which has been really good.
You and Dre have got some private plans set up, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, hello. Hey. What's going on?
Oh, hello. Put up something. Missus could be watching, listening.
Hey. could be.
No. We are going to be, Maria and I, because...
I love how Dre's interrupted Maria when I asked Maria the question. No.
#LetMariaSpeak.
Yeah.
Why don't you let Maria explain?
Made it look incriminating in some form of way. Go for it. Go.
Yeah, you did make it sound a little bit dodgy there.
Don't worry about
I like
that. You ain't
Suki,
welcome
like
in Quinn no more, Suki.
That's fantastic.
You ain't welcome in Quinn.
Suki, that's fantastic.
We are we're going to go and play golf because if Ellie can go and play golf every week, then we can play. And play golf.
And sorry, Maria, who's the snob that won't come with us because it's not
a
brand
outrageous.
Name?
Yeah, Cass won't come because apparently it's not Top Golf. Although if Top Golf are listening, we wouldn't mind.
Well, exactly. They won't explain. What's the name of this place that you're going to?
World of Golf.
Oh my God, it sounds like a Poundland golf place.
That... No, what's the one that you might go to?
You
That's
are?
It, World of Golf.
Oh yeah, what's the other one?
Oh, the Botspot one.
That's no, no, the, the mini golf. What was it called? Like Dragon Quest. I mean, Dragon Quest. I mean, come on.
That used to be a game. Do you remember that? That used to be a game.
No, I know the game. The
arcade game.
I just don't think it should be related to golf. It has nothing to do with golf.
This is a crazy golf course based on dragons.
Oh
no, it's not really. Is it?
Dre, don't pretend. You know. You've been
secretly hoping to go to that one.
No, it's not.
We're going to get there. Dre's going to go, oh, I booked this.
Dre, I've got my kids
Dragon Quest.
You have to do the dragons one.
I'm going to check out this World of Golf now. What is this World of Golf business? Let's have a look.
World of Golf in Croydon represent. Thank you very
tell
much.
Tell everyone where we're
just
going.
Just as good as everyone else. I know, the fans got to know. Like, just make
hang
sure
on, did you get a freebie out of it?
No pictures. No pictures when we go there.
The packs will be waiting.
No pictures.
I've got a right to a normal life.
Hang on. This is a crazy golf as well.
They've got crazy golf next to it.
That's where Dragon Quest is the same place as World of Golf. Apparently.
It's next to it.
Snob. You see this? I'm here for the working man. I'm here for the regular person. Regular job.
You're the guy who said you won't go to a game unless you're in the box.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, not exactly working class.
You're not a man of the people.
Sorry,
really.
Sorry, Suki, what did you say? Is it...
Catherine, you got any exciting plans coming up?
No, I'm
they just
I'm
completely
back.
Slated us there, Dre.
Oh no, it just slated
it's
us
embarrassing.
Off.
I want to send you this picture of this place.
Sorry, Cass, can you tell us a little bit more about your secret thing that you was doing? Come on.
Oh yeah, the secret thing. No,
I got back on Monday, I think, from this a grand tour of the country, which you will you'll find out about it in a month's time.
Will it be video? Will it be video?
Yeah, it will be. It will be.
Is it
going to
be
on the TV?
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
I've just seen your picture.
Look at where they're going. Jurassic Golf.
Nothing wrong with where we're going. We're going to a normal driving range.
It's Jurassic World of Golf.
How to
there
play
is
golf.
A driving range there, exactly. And they do lessons and everything. They do. They
exactly.
Do.
So
I wouldn't trust a pro at that one. I'll tell you that right now.
You win if you shoot it up a Tyrannosaur's arse.
The one the professional golfer in Marbella didn't teach me much because he was too busy trying to flirt with the women that was on his trip. So I'm gonna. I figured that.
Interesting.
No, it's time for us to.
Interesting. What the coach was the.
Yeah, the professional golfer.
Okay.
And he was just more interested in playing with the girls than me.
I know what you're thinking, Ellie. I agree.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? What?
Nothing.
Out.
No, nothing. You just
I actually though I haven't made the most of this half lifting of lockdown, so I don't think I've been out at all apart from when I was working. So I do need to go out
nationwide and seeing the whole.
But Cass, you got a quaff. Your beard is perfectly quaffed.
I had to do that for last week. So because it was unruly.
Look, he's
so
shooting himself out. He looks like his normal hipster self now.
Yeah, he's proper.
I've got a Peaky Blinders like hat. Like... I've got a Peaky Blinders hat,
yeah,
which
the hat's
is a clue.
Nice. Very nice.
That's a clue.
I don't know nothing about this show whatsoever. So he's done something. He's done some type of background thing for Netflix or something.
No. I'm in the foreground, not the background, right?
He's hosting
the show.
Oh, red carpet. He's doing red carpet hosting.
No red carpet.
What's happened recently?
But he's gone around the country, so it can't be.
What's
a red
been
carpet?
Going around?
No, he's doing some type of thing on. He's either in the show.
Show launch.
He can't
scenes,
act. He can't act. So that's not that.
He acts all the time.
Maybe he could act. I don't know.
He acts like he likes Liverpool. I mean, that's
I'm waiting for that.
Well, that's the key.
What locations did you do?
So we did Southampton, Cardiff, Liverpool, Glasgow, Birmingham, back to London.
Is it driving related?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, driving's part of it.
Do you get to drive any nice cars? Any Ferrari like these two over here?
That's a spoiler.
Is he joining up Top Gear?
Yeah, did you see that my road trip from Italy won an award as well? That was
well done.
Yeah,
did it?
We won best broadcast of the year last 2 years ago. They had to
delay the awards. What for?
For the Italy road trip.
No, what was the awards? What the awards?
Our British Travel Writer Awards.
Oh, congrats.
And we won broadcast of qualify what the award is. Just say
He wants to know whether
he wants to see what type of level it is.
Like, is it Oscar, Golden Globe, Grammy?
Yes, Baxter. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. No, because that's the level. Because when someone's on that level, you got to check. if Brad Pitt goes up, won an award, you're not going to say well done, mate. You're going to say which one was it? You're going to say which one, and that's what I'm saying. A sign of respect that I asked. If it's like your little kid, you don't care. If it's your child, you go, yeah, well done.
Stick it on the fridge. Just stick it on the fridge.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
That's the level. That's respect, mate. Level he's on.
Anyway, but Suki hasn't told you he's coming down to London.
What, permanently or?
I'm coming tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Really? he kept that quiet.
Kept that very
coming
quiet.
Coming down to London for?
Croydon.
Party.
Surprise visit to Bray's house.
Nah, there's we better make
I gave
sure
him your address. I gave him your address. He's put it in the Uber.
Oh, sorry. Actually, you know what?
You're going to come down for co-working.
Before we move on to football stuff, I'm going to just tell you a little funny story that you'll never see because none of you know my address, thank God. And so I was looking on the iPhone the other day on what's the iPhone thing? Maps, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't use it. I'm an Android man. But anyway, so I was looking at maps over there. We had to use it. And then I told it to take me home. And then it did Street View. And you know what the flipping Street View had? It decided it caught me in the worst thing possible. You will never see.
So you're on the street view of your street.
I'm street view of my street, taking out rubbish, and then I've got like some weird slippers on, and I just look like
Crocs.
Crap.
You've got to show absolute, it to
us. No Crocs.
It could have been worse. It could have been you saying hello to your mate Tink.
we definitely can't discuss that.
Yeah, that's
no more to be said.
Yeah, please move on.
No, I want to hear about this co-working.
Yeah, I want to hear about this co-working.
Yeah, what's this co-working business?
Oh, so there's some places, pubs and restaurants and coffee shops that are doing co-working, which means you can go inside the establishment and have your meetings and you can work there and you can have food and drink so that you're inside rather than outside, because a lot of people have been talking about how cold it is outside. So if you've got a work meeting, you can book a space at various places around London. Yeah. I don't know anywhere else.
What about a podcast meeting?
Yeah, that can work. That does. You can have up to six people from different households, so you're all good.
Interesting.
Can we stop this now and carry on tomorrow?
Hard on.
Well, there's a particular place, a really good place that does good food and good drink.
Which you've never been to, of course.
I've never been there. I've not been there twice in the past. No, but it's fine. I mean, I have been there, and I've been there for genuine work meetings, and we're going to be booking there for the next month or so until we can.
What sort of food is it?
Sorry?
What sort of food is it?
It's Caribbean food.
Oh, narrow it down.
Actually, I posted on my Instagram about it anyway, so it's on my Instagram. Have a look.
If they're not selling jelly deals and pie and mash, and
well, there is actually and a pie and mash shop.
They've got
down
the England
road.
Flag
Avid.
Down
it's
it.
A
and
really,
then
really
you can
talk. The guy who's never heard of Dishoom, by the way.
Dre
has not heard of Dishoom.
I feel. I'm sorry, Dre. You're getting it today.
This was the food. Can you see?
Hang on. Yeah, that's it.
It's good stuff.
Cheeky.
He's
right,
trying to get a dish.
Let's move on to the football. So we had another, I'd say, bad week. Let's go straight to Cass on this one and get Cass's thoughts. What did you think of the lineup? What did you think of the game? Cass? We've lost Cass.
Oh, he's gone.
He's frozen.
He hated it that much.
I missed it.
He
what happened?
That much.
Suki, did you ask me something? Go on, ask me again.
I went to you to give us a lowdown in the last game.
ask me again. The lowdown on the last game. Well, right. So it was, you all predicted an easy win, which again, another, yes, you did. And another embarrassing set of predictions from all of you. I didn't predict a win, actually. I was listening back to it. I didn't predict a win.
What did you say?
I said a draw, which it was. We were playing one of the bottom dwellers in Newcastle. We started off with, I can't have too many complaints about the team. It was
agreed.
Probably about as good as we could get at the moment, with injuries and with form of other players as well. But it was just typical of the lackluster performances we put in over the last few months. And it was, we went 1-0 ahead, probably marginally on top in the game, but no killer instinct, no real energy, no creativity. We had a lot of possession, but again, final third, completely dead. And so we let Newcastle back into it. We got a let off. They had a goal disallowed by millimetres, which, you know, Dre hates. So according to him, it should have been 1-1 already.
Well, it was handball, to be fair.
A handball, yeah. Mm-hmm. But VAR saved us, basically. So it's not corrupt. It's not against us. But mm-hmm. we didn't learn the lesson, and we gave away another goal, and it's 1-1. And I think the real thing to take away from that is, surely none of you still believe we're going to finish in the top four. Let's just get it clear right now. Dre, top four, yes or no?
No.
Good. Absolutely. Maria, top four, yes or no?
No, but I hope we might.
Suki, no. Top four, yes or no?
No.
Ellie, top four, yes or no?
Look, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no.
Ellie, there's 15 points available. We're 8 points behind.
I'm not saying no, but I'm just saying that it's unlikely. It's unlikely, but I'm not saying no. I'm not going to say no. Yeah, I'll always believe until the last day. As long as, like I've said, I've always said consistently, so as long as it's mathematically possible, I'm going to believe it's a chance. And then
you gave up.
We agree it's a chance, but do you think we will? That's a no.
Ellie, wait, stop. Let me just say, and then you can answer it. But okay, you contradict yourself, because the game before this one, which was Leeds, wasn't it? You said we have to win every single game from here on in. We have to win. It's now been two games that we haven't won, two draws. So even by your own logic, we've thrown it away now. There's no chance.
You're
going to move the goalposts now, aren't you?
No. I'm going to say what I said. When the game we drew, or Chelsea West Ham played each other, and they drew, so that negated that potential drop points. The difference is, however, this one with the loss puts them, again, it does put it further out of our reach. I will say that. But what I will say is that, you can't always deal with logic when it comes to Liverpool Football Club. That's one thing I've learned throughout the years. Now, with completely rational footballing head, are we going to make it? No. But because it's Liverpool Football Club and the things you've done in the past, would I be surprised if we made it? No. And that's why I'm saying I don't want to say no, because it's us. You know, in the same way that
it's always time. It's us this season.
Yeah, but Cass, you're always bad until you're good. You're always good until you're bad. Like, and we were good until we're bad, and we're bad until we're good again. There's no reason why. Yes, no, yes, but Cass. No, it is like that in football terms. It was like
people always forget. We saw it. I know it makes it sound like I told you so all the time, right? And it's quite annoying, but I've been right on this. We saw it.
Cass, if you're gonna say it's gonna rain, eventually you get it right. You know what I mean? All I'm trying to say is that, like, at the start of the season, people were saying that if we had a full score, we walked the league. We were top of the league at Christmas, marginally so. It hasn't been this bad. No one saw this coming. No one saw this. Even you didn't think we were going to lose 6 games at home in a row. And that's how bad it's had to be to get us to be in the situation. If we'd even just, you know, maybe won 3 or not lost 3, you know, whatever. A couple of those unlucky ones. If you just won a couple of those, we're clear in the top four. It's not even a contest. So all I'm saying is that, no, look, I'm on the form. I agree with you on the form wise. I'm agree with you. Footballing, like I said, footballing head on. Do I think we deserve top four? Do I think we're going to get it? There's no reason to think you could. But I'm saying, but because of Liverpool and the way we are, and we like putting out, you know, well, at the moment we pulled defeat out the jaws of victory. But 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 in the past, we used to pull victory out of the jaws of defeat. And I just like to believe that we could do that again.
Can we actually agree that we don't deserve it? Because I don't think we deserve top four. Maria, what are your thoughts on it?
No, we don't deserve it. Especially on the back of the performance against Newcastle the other day. It was even just the performances
when we were winning, though, before Christmas.
Well, I mean, they were poor, but there was still this kind of glimmer of hope that maybe something was going to turn around. And I think every match everyone has gone, is this the turning point? And obviously it hasn't been. But the other day it was dismal. I mean, it actually started off and I thought, oh my goodness, we're doing all right. I thought we looked really sharp. The goal was incredible. I'd say that's probably Mo's best goal of the season, actually, or one of them.
Probably the hardest chance out of all the chances we had.
Well, exactly. That's what the funny thing is. 100%. The hardest chance. And then after that, I'm not being funny. It was like everyone had a go at getting a goal and everyone missed. And then Mane stood in front of an empty goal and still missed. I think the only person, to be honest, I wouldn't have been surprised if Alisson had scored in that match, the kind of match it was. And then it was terrible. It was like after that, they just kind of gave up by half time. To be honest, it should have actually been about 8-2. And then the second half was just, I can't even describe it. It was just terrible, awful, awful. And then for them to win, to be honest, I mean, Newcastle deserved to win. And that goal that was disallowed, I didn't think it was a handball. To be honest, it should have been a Newcastle win, and it wasn't, but you know. It made me quite sad. And that was the point where I thought, you know what? I'm still clinging on to that top four, but that's the point where we all have to go now. It's not going to happen. And they really don't deserve it. So,
question for you guys, right? Do you really, really think Leicester deserve it ahead of us? And why? No, but why?
They've played some great football. They play more exciting football than us, apart from the fact that they've obviously outscored us on point.
You don't really watch Leicester, do you?
I do. I watched them this weekend. They played really, really well on Monday, I think it was. They played really well and they created chances. They've got goals in that team. They've got a good defence. I mean, there's a lot of players in their team that I would take, which tells you how good they are. I think, and they definitely deserve it. I mean, the question is over West Ham in fourth, but even they are exciting to watch. They get free threes, free twos all the time. We're just boring, dragging out 1-1s, 1-0s at the moment. I think on every measurement, other teams deserve it more than us.
We have turned into a really bad team to watch. Like I remember we used to be the most exciting team. Even when we were finishing second or lower, we used to get more pay-per-view matches than any other football team.
Yeah,
and that has just changed. Like we are, it is really horrible football.
But do you not think it's a mindset as well? Because I must admit, I thought the same. But then some of the games I didn't like, I've watched back, and I thought, actually, you know what, we're all right. You know, and I think sometimes when you're so emotionally engaged in the game, and there's just that cloud there from the start, that it takes a lot to lift it. And that's why I think people. That's why I asked the question about Leicester, because in truth, like I've seen Leicester play, and I most games I switch off. I'll be honest with you, because they aren't that great. You know, they get away with a lot of chances. They give away a lot of opportunities. They're very open. You know, would I say that, these guys, if I look back over the course of the season, but I think, these guys deserve to be playing. At least we were top for like a long time. You know, we had a top four. So in that regard, for me, above Leicester, I believe we do. Okay, yes, we've not been great, but in terms of what we actually did for chunks of the season, I think we do, but that's just my opinion. So
no, I my view is we've made too many bad decisions throughout that we, and I don't know if that's just my sort of bias here and annoyance, because I'll get Dre involved in a sec, but I think Dre alluded just before we jumped on live that he was glad that he felt somebody else, which was me, was so annoyed and more annoyed. And I think this, after the Newcastle game, I was at the lowest point. I just think with Leicester being 8 points clear of us, they have clearly deserved it more. We've played bad football. We've made so many mistakes, whether that's from FSG and Klopp, the players on the pitch, the substitutes, the lineups against Midtjylland, the choice in centre-backs, the choice in the transfer market. It has just been a shambles. And I know you guys just said that it's obviously, like Ellie, you said, we obviously lost six games in a row, and had we won a couple of those, we'd be in the top four. I do agree. It's gone so momentously bad that it had to for us to be out of the top four. And I actually just sit here and I look back at the season. And I just think, how has it gone this bad in all aspects for us to be thinking that we're going to walk the league to now?
Bad management, bad ownership. That's how it's gone that bad. Let's get Mr. FSG involved. Go on.
From Mr. FSG. Right. I think like we can take the FSG argument out of it until, you know, we got after the close season. I feel that this one here was on clock. I said this in our chat. I feel that at the end of the day is that the decisions that he makes, you know, right now, I don't know whether he needs a break because obviously, you know, just like him, just like the players, he's had a short period of turnaround between seasons. Obviously, he's had to deal with his own personal matters with his mum dying and things like that. I just think that, to be honest with you, the team just looks worn out of ideas. The players don't look, you know, especially attacking wise, they don't look like they're up to it anymore. I feel that I've started to see something that you know, Caster said a little while ago about Mane looking like he's like, you know, maybe one injury or something's happened with him where he's like lost that electric pace that he had. Because I rewatched my favourite Liverpool game, which is the run against Arsenal. Actually love that game for more than one reason.
Well, which one? Which Arsenal game?
The first one, his debut.
The 4-3.
4-3. Yeah. Where he scored that blinder.
Because remember, we couldn't get... I mean, you know, and it was a Coutinho at his peak, being a leader. It was Mane just literally being electrifying. And it was the start of seeing what, like, Wijnaldum, you know, integrating himself in the midfield. It was just really, really good and fun to watch. And it just wasn't... We just don't have that energy anymore. And I think that, and you know, I said this ages ago. This is when I was at the time thinking that we could get some reinforcements. Maybe at that time we was all kind of hoping that we'd get Virgil back in some form of way.
Yeah, remember when you guys said that he'd be back before the end of the season? You remember that?
I'll say March.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think
remember who said it won't happen.
But I also remember someone saying that they wanted Gerrard as our manager. Look at him.
Yeah, I'm still on that train.
He lost in the cup.
He won the championship.
But he lost in the Scottish Cup. He lost in Europa League.
I love Steven Gerrard, but absolutely no way is he ready to be able to take over Liverpool. He's a hero of ours.
But they're talking to... Apparently, they're talking to the Sevilla manager at the moment, Lopetegui.
Probably not going to get... Unless they want... If they actually just want to you know, have the whole city chasing after them, you know, then do that.
No, but apparently Klopp also agrees that he's running out of ideas.
I would say this. I don't think he'd ever said he's running out of ideas, but I definitely think he's got to rebuild. I think that he has a project and he is an honourable guy. He always fulfills his contract, so I don't expect him to go anywhere, and definitely not FSG getting rid of him in any form of way. However, they do need to start thinking, you know, in a couple of years' time. What, we've got 3 years with Klopp?
2024.
Yeah, three seasons.
So yeah, if he doesn't do anything next season, he's gone either way. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, both of them will, like, at the end of the day, not lose my support, but I would say that we need to start looking at different options. I'm more level-headed about this whole thing. I just think it's a weird season. You know, it's one of those seasons where we've been blighted with injuries. No one's had injuries like this. I can't remember a team having injuries like this to their first key players.
No, I think people have, but it's just we haven't got backup players where other teams have backup players. So it's,
agreed, you know, but if that happened to... If City had 9 players out, I mean, City had a problem last season when they had injuries as well. And it affects your team. It affects your team. It affects the way that you play. Now, last season, they had a lot of their defence out.
Laporte, that was it.
Yeah, but that's their.
Van Dijk was there. All I'm going to say is that Suki said exactly what he said. Man City's team starting lineup that started up against PSG was worth half a billion, right? And their squad is worth, the rest of their squad's worth half a billion as well. If you did the same as us, I mean, it'd be disgusting. you know, how much our starting lineup, best starting lineup is worth compared to our bench. It would be, like, you know, I mean, I read something the other day that we were the fifth highest value club in the world. And I said the other week, you know, our squad's probably the fifth best in the league, not even the world, in the league, you know, and that's why I know you don't like to hear it, Dre, but there is something has to be done at the top level if we're going to move forward.
But I think it will be. But at the end of the day, is that Klopp has also has the last decisions on a lot of these players. He has been also been the person that, as much as I love Klopp, I can, you know, can actually, you know, kind of separate and be not be such a follower that I can't criticise him. He was the one at the start of this season saying, oh, well, you know, when we talk about Werner, as I said last week, you know, oh, I'm not sure if we don't want to get players in, give them false hope, if they can't even get in the team. And it wasn't the fact that we couldn't afford him, because we could afford him. But they're just, you know, Werner came to play.
He didn't want to come in to sit on the bench. I heard it's the wages that we didn't want to pay the wages, because that would have broken our wage structure.
I find it hard to believe that we couldn't find a place for someone like him. I think,
but the wages, bro, because that breaks the whole system. That breaks everything. If he's getting more money than Salah, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you have to change everything. Then everyone who wants a renewal wants to be on the same money.
And I think you and I are you know, kind of fiends for this, like the unknown players, the players that come out of nowhere, yes, to yeah, become big stars. I prefer that.
And same.
That's our model. I don't think we're going to be in the hunt in any form of way for any of the big stars. I feel that lots of people actually want to, despite what Cass says, they still want to play for Klopp. They still want to be part of this team. And anyone who's not short-sighted can actually see that this team, this team with some new additions to the bench, and actually making sure that we've actually got decent players coming in for attack, for different options, midfield for different options, and backup in defence. Money has to be spent this summer. That's for sure. And we will go again, and I think we'll contend again. I'm quite sure of that.
Dre, what did Klopp do wrong then? Because you said you blamed Klopp against Newcastle.
Using the same players that are out of form. Like, you know, at the end of the day, is that if a player's out of form, then why do we keep on playing them? I wouldn't have started, you know, Bobby. I wouldn't have started Mane, you know, in particular those two. I would have given Shaq and Ox a try. Like, I think you need to have a different option, change the formation. I just feel that we're doing the same exact thing. Here's the thing, and you know, Cass and Ellie would back me up on this. I think it was around a 55-minute to 60-minute mark. I sent you guys a text message. I think as you as well. I think actually to all of you actually around the same time. I said, "What's the same thing's going to happen that we're
going to get a
last-minute goal?" Yeah. You know, because I've seen all the wasted chances, same shit every single time, and you know we're going to lose the last minute goal. Watch, they're going to equalise. I said that around the 55-minute, 60-minute mark. Same shit happened. I wasn't surprised. So I've given up on this season. I think they've got an excuse for this season because the team naturally is worn out because of the injuries. You know, people are being asked to do way more than they normally would do with a full team. Fully fit team, we walk this league. But we don't. We don't this season. We don't, because we haven't got the players. So we need to reinvest because they've burnt out the players. We need to go again next season with fresh legs, fresh mindset and fresh formations.
And fresh players.
Yeah, also going back to... Sorry. I was just going to say about Klopp.
With some extra players in, these guys rested, we'll be back next season. What do you think of that? Do you think the likes of Mane, Firmino, if Salah's there, will be back to how they were the last two seasons rather than this season? Or do you think that's it for them?
Are you asking me?
Maria, yeah.
No, I think... I feel like Mane and Bobby potentially have... They've kind of hit their peak and it's time for them to move on. To be honest, I feel Bobby could still have a role in the team. I think some of them, they are burnt out. Some of them have hit their peak. They're getting to an age now where things change. And you see that in a lot of players. And it's a sad thing to watch. Like, you can see Mane's very frustrated. Bobby's frustrated. But we have to be realistic. And that rebuild has to happen. And some of the players that we've loved for all these years, it's time to say goodbye, I think. And we have to, as we've said before, we have to not be emotional about it and move on for the sake of the team. Otherwise, we just end up in this same cycle that we're currently in. There's no one else that can play. I mean, even the players that are on the bench, to be honest, could they have done a better job the other day? Probably not. I really don't think so. And I felt like he'd put out the best that we've got. Yeah, and you know, and he played a slightly different formation. And it seemed like, as I said at the beginning, I was like, wow, they're really good. They ran out of steam. They ran out of steam. Yeah. That's what happened.
What's he listening to? What was that?
It was Shanti, wasn't it?
No, sorry. Someone. Apologies.
You're not listening. You're not listening to
listen. I always listen to
He's listening to his own team. Do you know who else had a really bad game? Jota. Had a really poor game. That's about four or five games in a row now where he's been really under par.
Do you think he's been rushed out too early from his injury?
I just think he's not the answer that we think he's going to be. I think he's going to be. Hang on, I think he's going to be a good addition to that front three in some way, but he's not going to be the main man. He's never going to be the main man. When you're talking about we're not going to go for these big signings up front, we need a big signing up front.
No, but I think there's players that are below, like, you know, let's say if we're looking at the top, like, what is it, three big options, four including Sancho. There are other players that we can actually go for I don't know. There's one from, is it Saint Etienne? That's a striker or something like that.
Edson Daka.
Yeah, there's a few players that I've heard people speaking really highly of. So I think, look, let's be frank again, and I'll say it again. We haven't been shopping at Harrods all the time. Like, you know, the team got to a certain level, I would say, to the Champions League final against Real Madrid, shopping at Lidl, shopping at lower level. I don't think that it means, you know, just because you are not buying the biggest name players that are, you know, that are going to cost you £200 million. I don't think that's ever going to be our market. It's not something that FSG do. You know, FSG will buy low and sell high. That's the way that their model works. You guys have to just accept that we're not. I like the way that we're run. We're run in a reasonable way, a sensible way. Ones that are actually making us profit and also great investment back into the playing team and then also our facilities as well.
Dre, you don't have to accept it because at the end of the day,
the owners.
Okay, I like the way. Look, I keep saying in the last week what they've done has been great so far, but to get us to the next level, the way we're going, it's not going to work. We can still have those players that are unknowns and hope that one of them comes big, but you need we need someone to bank on, and we haven't got. I mean, this is where, again, it's a tough one because Salah, for example, has been our banker and he's been our best player this season. You know, you can't argue that. But even in this game, like against Newcastle, he was shanking balls into the side netting and stuff like that.
It's not just down to him. That Mane's one.
I'm just saying that you need a player who, when they get a chance, like Jota was doing at the start, it was a purple patch. Like Newcastle, it was misleading. I mean, there's no way he's at that level, like, yet. He might be maybe close to that in the future, but he was just on a pure purple patch, where everything he hit pretty much went in. And I'm just saying, with Salah, he has so many chances that are good chances that if he... That Harry Kane was putting this way. Harry Kane scores. I mean, like, Harry Kane would score, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about players that, you know, would almost make the other team feel like so scared to give you one chance because they know you're finishing it, and they're panicking. Because they think, oh, we can't give him a chance, or it's just going in the back of the net, you know. We do need
two strikers. We definitely. I would agree with you, Eddie. I think we definitely need actual. Again, I don't think they're going to be spending that type of money for Haaland as much as Cass wants that. I think there are other players who score a lot of goals who are capable of scoring the same type of goals who aren't as well known, who can actually do the job as well. There's a formation change that's needed. 4-3-3 is not going to work anymore. People have read that and know it inside and out. You have to be able to change the game you know, like Pep did. As much as I can't stand Man City.
Yeah, but Dre,
outplayed.
But the Dre, the reason 4-3-3 doesn't work, the reason 4-3-3 doesn't work is because the players aren't there to play it. And it's like the system's only as good as the players that play it. And I know you're saying, okay, we should change it. He did change it. And I'll be honest, that's why, although I think Klopp made a huge mistake taking Thiago off, by the way, huge mistake for Curtis Jones, ridiculous. But I don't hold him responsible for the Newcastle result because it should have been done by halftime.
Right, but can I ask you this? If we won all those games, like the games that we've drew and lost, would he not get the credit? So if you get the credit, shouldn't you get the blame too?
Yeah, okay.
You're the responsibility. You're the person who picks the team.
Fair play.
You're the person who picks the subs. You left Shaq and Ox on the bench. And you put on Teacher's Pet. You know.
But Bobby wasn't that bad. Bobby actually was okay. I mean,
Bobby was okay.
He's okay, but like, okay ain't going to cut it. So that's why we don't actually deserve.
Yeah,
I've come to the realization we don't deserve to be there, and I'm glad that we're not getting in there. And
don't say stuff like that
through the back door. You know why I say? Because that's when change is made. Like you don't. If we're going to delusion of okay, we can just do bits and bobs here. They have to be in the Champions League, so they have to invest.
And yeah, but the players we can get. The reason I wanted to get in is because of the players. I wanted to scrape in, but just get in to make them realise, ooh, that was close. And so we can still get the calibre of player we need because at the end of the day, the Champions League is still a big pool for the biggest players and we ain't going to get them if they're going to play Thursday night's Europa. You know what I mean?
We might not even get Europa.
I think we'll get Europa. I think we have to win. Like, if we get Europa, we have to win it. There's no misunderstanding about that. There's no... Like, next season is winning season.
But that's just embarrassing, Dre.
But next season might end up being another season of trying to build up the new team.
This is what Arsenal said. When the first time they got into the Europa, they said, oh, yeah, well, it's only one season, we'll win it, and we'll be back. And then you start the slide.
But they are far, far below. They're nowhere near. And I'm not just saying it just to wind up the Arsenal fans. I'll just finish with this point. I you know, the end of the day is that, if again, we're talking about with the actual rested, you know, players coming back from injury and addition of backups and also different options, I do think we contend. I've got that much faith in Klopp. With this player, for some reason, I don't know what it is with Ox. He just doesn't want to play him no matter what. He doesn't want to play. He's better than Bobby at the moment. Like I would say, he's a better option than Bobby.
To be honest, when he came on, maybe Mane. But when he came on the other day, I saw Ox again. I was like, okay.
Since not even a minute.
Yeah, but he came on. He came on a couple of times recently, and he's done. He just nothing. Like nothing.
I want Klopp to prove, like, you know, Cass wrong, to show that he can actually rebuild this squad.
Yeah, I want that too.
Because it's light work. It's not.
Well, like, he has to. It is major surgery. Of course, it is major surgery needed.
Surgery is like Arsenal need major surgery. I don't think
we're not that far ahead of Arsenal.
This is what I was going to ask you. You said you and Ellie don't want to be the club which spends money. You find the players, the hidden gems, and you turn them into superstars.
Okay.
I don't understand how. And you've obviously said FSG aren't going to be the club that signs these big players. They want to treat it like a business, buy small. How do you seriously expect us to compete? And do you realistically expect us to compete with the likes of City, PSG, Bayern if we're not doing that? Like, are you happy with your one trophy every so many years? Like,
in the last few years, you know, since they've had a vision of what they wanted to do, and this started way back when they fired Kenny Dalglish, they got Brendan Rodgers in. They've had a vision, they followed that vision, it's worked. Significantly, you've been enjoying lording trophy after trophy after trophy and being one of the most recognised and feared teams in Europe. I don't really see how you cannot have faith in the system that they've already had. You know, yeah, this season but
they had two big sellable assets back then that were able to be sold and reinvested back in the team. We've got no sellable assets right now apart from maybe Salah. Everything else, we don't have a Coutinho that's going to bring in 150 odd million. We don't have a Suarez that's going to go in for 80 odd million. So we don't have those sellable assets anymore. So that whole model is over.
So now it's now just got the money.
No, yeah, exactly. Now they have to do something different. So you can't say you're going to rely...
But extra investment in.
Yeah, but we don't know if that's going to go into the team. They've not proven that saying, it goes into the team.
We're all arguing about stuff that I will defend them until they show me they don't deserve my support.
But I approach it the other way, which is that they have to show me that they're going to invest in the team before I trust them.
We're in the same place. I'm more
confident. No, but you're giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I'm saying, no, you have to prove to me, otherwise you can go. Because there's nothing in their track record that says that what is it, 450 million they raised from that? Now, who here thinks that is going to come into the team? We'll be lucky to get 100 million of that 450 million. That's coming
into the team. Well, it'll come into the club. It might come into the club, but I don't
know. Yeah, I'm talking about the team.
So I'm understanding your expectations, you and Suki in particular. Like, are you expecting them to spend or hoping that they would spend over £200 million?
Well, yes, but what I'm telling you and what I think what Suki is saying is that unless we spend £200 million, we ain't catching up with City, we aren't catching up with Chelsea at the way they're going. We'll be lucky to catch up with Man United. So we'll be fourth next season if we keep bargain basement shopping. We need to go up and we need to spend upwards of £150 million. To compete with those two. We need one world-class top-quality striker. We need one world-class top-quality midfielder.
And those
don't come cheap. You ain't going to get those for less than 100 million.
We're going to sell about 15 players. 15 players or so.
But I don't think that's going to bring that much money. To be fair, I think our defensive problems will be solved when Verge is back and when Gomez is back. But that doesn't solve, that doesn't solve our right-back issue when Trent's slightly off form. It doesn't solve a midfield creativity issue. And unfortunately, that doesn't solve the Mane and the Bobby problem. And if we lose Salah, what goals? Imagine where we
would be. I'm not saying that we're going to go to next season looking at the front three that we've been enjoying for the last three seasons or four seasons or so. Like, that's done. I think that everything good comes to an end. It's been a great party. It's been a great, great...
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful. Was that sound that sounds familiar.
But I'm not saying kick them out. I still think that those guys are of use because I don't really see where they're going to go. But I don't want it to be reliant upon those three. Like, when I saw on the last game that those guys were starting, I was just like, what are we doing here? We're just doing the same stuff. Like, they're clearly out of form. You know, I think we need to buy you guys know I'm campaigning for this and putting it in the air. Like Sam Maximin. I think we need to buy players like him. I think he's amazing. I think he's completely underrated. I think that I don't think he's the solution to all the problems. But I think if you've got options like him coming off the bench or being rotated, you know, you've got
and
other players as well that we can actually.
I'd go for Buendia right now.
I liked him a lot. I've liked him since last year, actually.
But that's another cheap signing, though. That's where you guys better understand this. And just so you're not disappointed, we don't shop in those places. Like maybe the Sancho thing. I heard that there's some offer of 80 million or something like that.
Plus a couple of players,
Man United.
I'll be happy.
Wait. To turn your question then back onto you, Gary. So you asked me and Cass if we're expecting 200 million. I think the answer is yes, we want 200 million and that we need 200 million. You've just said you're going to hold on judgment until FSG show you. What amount of money is going to show you that FSG are right then, that you expect? What do you expect?
I think it's about I'm expecting a several amount of players. I don't care about the cost of them because I think they're always going to be looking for hidden gems.
How many players?
That's what I'm saying, like, I like the fact that they bought in. Like, I didn't know too much about Wijnaldum. I didn't know too much about Mane. I didn't know too much about Salah. I didn't know too much about Firmino at all. I never even heard of him, before. So that's what I'm expecting that to be better than Ben Davies, who been bought and just like I don't know what the hell is he doing? Is he doing stadium tours? Like, you know, I need to understand what yeah, but, we're doing.
But again, you've mentioned all the good players. What about the Tsimikases? What about the Ben Davies? What about all the players that haven't worked out? You don't go on about them, do you? What about Solanke? What about all these players that we bought?
We made money on Solanke, at least.
I'm not going to complain about some of the signings they made because they've resold them, sold them on for a profit.
But you're assuming the smaller signing is going to be great, and then Cassie just highlighting that the smaller signing.
But my point. There's no guarantee. You can buy. Look at what's his name? Werner. Big money. Has he done well? Is he worth the money?
He's doing all right. They've moved him around. He now doesn't play.
Him and Jota. Jota's been more of a successful signing. If you're judging them two, right?
Yeah,
right
of course, of course, of course.
Come on, realistic. I don't know. Apparently, goal involvements, he's miles ahead of Jota. But that's a different
story. They're not relying upon him to be, but they ain't scoring bucket loads. He was bought to be the main man to be scoring a minimum of 20 goals. He hasn't come nowhere near that. And I'm not saying he's rubbish, because in the Euros, you'll see. But just because you spend big money, and also the other one, the German that they bought as well.
Kai
Havertz has been a failure. That's been a terrible signing. So you
know they're about to get into the final of the Champions League.
Was he not on the bench?
But Dre, let me explain the difference between us and Chelsea. Chelsea squad is so good. They can wait two seasons for those players to come good. Any good player we buy has to literally hit the ground running. Literally.
That's what I'm saying. So that's tough. We can't afford to waste money.
They don't hang about on managers. If we would have got rid of Klopp when I said, and we got Gerrard in, I bet you we would have been in the Champions League.
No, man. Gerrard.
I bet you we would have been in the Champions League. Although, I
must admit, I kind of agree with him. I think that Gerrard would have got us in the Champions League spaces, I have to say.
I agree.
I don't think it's a solution. I don't think it's a long-term solution at all.
Let me pause this. Just so I understand who's blasphemous and who's not. Right. We know that Cass is long gone already. Now there's no hope for him. But I'm asking Suki,
that'll be proven right again.
Ellie, in particular, are you saying that you're Klopp out, Gerrard in, right here, right now?
I'm saying I'm Klopp in, but I'm saying, in my opinion, Klopp has been one of the worst managers in the league this season. And had we had probably 15 other managers from this league or somebody like a Gerrard, we would have been higher up than we are.
If we got a bad decision this season, yeah, exactly,
has cost us.
If we got Tuchel in when Chelsea did, we would have been in top four, no problem. Yeah, easy.
We would have been in the Champions League semis. Look at this game against Newcastle, for example. That there was, I didn't agree with the lineup. I do think Shaq or Ox probably should have started. I think the substitutions were unbelievable. I can't believe we took Thiago off instead of Gini. Thiago actually played really well, and I think Thiago's been playing well. And then also 2021, our win percentage with Fabinho in defence, zero.
Yeah, I agree. I don't get why we keep complaining.
Yeah, but who else we got, though, in this
Where's Ben Davies? Where is Ben Davies?
Yeah, but that's the problem.
He's doing stadium tours.
Yeah, but every time I see Ben Davies in training video, it's because someone skinned him and scored a wonder goal. You know,
I don't understand that. It was a gamble.
That goes back to Dre's point that all of these bargain basement signings don't always play off. If we're relying on your Ben Davies to come in and save the day, you're going to have as many flops as you have successes, and we can't afford that right now.
Murray, why did we buy Ben Davies? Because I think you said at the time, I don't think he's going to get a game, and he hasn't got a game.
I've no idea. It just felt like they were under pressure to buy someone, and he seemed to be available, so they bought him. And they thought maybe he'll turn out to be amazing. And clearly, he's not even getting through training, let alone on the pitch in a match. So,
is this another sign of FSG poor decision making and buying?
Yes,
we were top at Christmas. Can I say?
Mm. Well, it is. It is, because that's when they should have invested. They should have invested before that, but they were backed in a corner at that point, and that's all they had available to them. And they waited until, wasn't it the last day? when they got him. There was nothing else going on in the weeks leading up.
The last minute, almost, pretty
much. It was,
much.
Wasn't I mean, it? He was the one that signed it.
Him and go back.
Guys, sorry, Mira, I'm always cutting you. You know, you're used to my cracks. but do you guys? Oh, I'll start off with Maria. Yeah. Don't you guys?
How kind.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Just laid my jacket in a puddle. Do you not feel that, again? We go back to you know, Suki is now mode. So I feel it's in, like, you know, obviously Cass has always been had an agenda against Jurgen. I feel that,
by the way,
you're a disgrace. You flip flopping. You're a disgrace. That's what you are. Cat, you know what? I've noticed that Ellie answered that question like a politician because he realized he misstepped.
I'm waiting for you to ask. I'll finish what I was going to say. The reason I said that Cass is right is because a new manager, what Gerrard means to the club, and a lot of those players played with Gerrard. There's no way they would have put in the performances they put in under Klopp if Gerrard was in the dressing room. I'm not saying he's a better manager. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that there's a new.
That's what you're saying.
I'm saying that sometimes when you change a manager, there's a new manager bounce. As that saying goes, oh, a new manager bounce, and everyone picks up. And that little pickup could have been what we needed to jumpstart us on a run of games because we haven't really had that, you know?
But I'm just trying to understand this before I ask the other question.
Yeah.
Are you saying that if we got top four, what do you think is going to happen if we did get top four?
With Gerrard or without Gerrard?
I don't think it's going to make a difference in the players we're going to sign.
Yeah, it will make a massive difference.
We are not in, I keep on telling you guys, as much as I would love it to happen, Mbappe is not coming to Liverpool.
We're not talking about Mbappe.
He's going to Real Madrid. Haaland is going to Manchester City.
What about the likes of Sancho?
Sancho we could get regardless.
Not if we're not in the Champions League. No.
That's touch and go.
We'd have to agree to disagree on that one. But I think that Sancho is a gettable player. I think Sancho would like to. I think Klopp has pulling power that people would love to be able to come and play with him. Knowing
Gerrard has pulling power.
Gerrard does not have as much pulling power as Klopp. Stricken from the record.
What was your second question, Dre? The one to Maria.
Do you guys not feel that, you know, you guys have to kind of put in COVID into this?
This better be a good question. I'm not in the mood.
You guys don't want to. No.
It's a bit of preamble.
Pretending like COVID didn't happen. Like we didn't make. How much losses did we make? It was 60 million?
40, I think. 42 or something.
And then 60 or something like that. Anyway, it's a lot of money.
One Naby Keita. That's how much we lost. 52 million, was it? Bloody hell.
I'm on that boat, definitely. I just feel that you guys are just like kind of just ignoring the fact that as a business, COVID happened. So therefore, no one knew what the hell was going to happen. No one knew
20 teams.
How it was going to affect the team.
20 teams.
Yeah. That's fine. But it doesn't. I'm not saying there's an excuse for this season. It's a shit show. I've said that already. This shit show happened when we was all fucking celebrating winning the league. We should have been firing players. I've said that already. There's one person who's pissed off when we won the league, but everyone
angry.
Else, you know,
rightfully angry,
standing there in the corner, cross, like, are you a Liverpool fan? No, I'm a Liverpool fan.
No, I would have said, what have you done for me lately? I would have said to them, whilst they're celebrating, I said, what have you done for me lately?
There's a parade on
there. Gerrard's team, by the way, won the league and dropped off, just like you said, you were angry at Klopp.
Oh my God.
So don't worry.
We're talking about the Scottish League. Anyway, what I was saying is that, like, mistakes have been made. And you know, I would say on the most part, FSG actually learned from their mistakes. I don't think they'd be so successful if there wasn't. And do you not feel that we owe them opportunity to be able to reinvest into the team? That's what I was going to ask. Really? I'm loyal.
That we owe them.
All of us, including them.
That we owe them.
There's two traitors underneath.
I don't know what Kool-Aid Dre's drinking, but this is just the weird question. What do we own?
Maria, apparently you're not grateful enough to FSG for leading us to sixth in the table. That's the question.
Do I have to reel off the trophies again?
We've got two trophies. That's it. You keep talking about there's a big list.
How much has Arsenal? How much has Tottenham got? In the time that FSG got, what has Man United won, really?
Yeah, but where are Man United now? I'd rather be where Man United are now than where we are now.
Finishing a distant second with no hope to win in the league. We, at least when we finish second, we finish off a point or half a ball.
They finished second a couple of times. They finished second a couple of times in this period.
But have they got close to challenging for the league? You can finish second all you want because you would be moaning. Do you know what the biggest... So you got to pick your poison. Do you know what I mean? Sorry.
Dre. the biggest issue is it's not even about all the investment and the rest of it. Yeah, they should have invested. Yes, we're very grateful that we won, blah, 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 blah.
That's what I like to hear.
But
Sookie, take notes.
But we were the champions. We're the champions. And yeah.
In a COVID season.
It's been a
that's an excuse.
It's irrelevant, really, because that should have the fact that we were the champions should have almost lifted us anyway beyond the COVIDness and whatever. And actually, I don't think Liverpool as a team were as affected as other teams by COVID. So, you know, we should have. No, we weren't.
Not financially. No.
Our match day revenue is a lot lower than some of the other clubs. Man United have a much bigger reliance on that. I think some of the other Arsenal as well have a bigger reliance on match day revenue.
Tight turnaround and injuries to
okay.
Everyone had that tight turnaround.
And we still were top at Christmas.
No, but Dre, you're right. I agree with you up until Christmas. Christmas is when they failed miserably. Having managed, for Klopp having managed to get us to top despite all that happened.
Yeah,
and any manager in that any club in that position would have thought. Yeah,
I mean, at that point, it was really impressive. Yes, we were like, "Wow, we're doing so well." Can you imagine? We've gone through all of this, and we're still
exactly.
Top.
We were trying to get, and to then the it just we were went trying to get to the transfer window, and that's where the shit.
They should have bought. Yes,
wrong
they
decisions,
didn't buy.
Injuries to key players, and
so didn't buy.
Stupid decisions is a perfect shitstorm.
Yeah, but who do you blame for these stupid decisions?
We've had a lot of. I blame FSG for. I blame FSG.
Okay, good.
I've already said this. You've never said I blame FSG. Can we record that as a voice snippet?
No.
Yeah, I'll edit that.
Dre, you've never said it before.
Hear me out on this, because I'm just going to refresh
blast me from Dre.
Did I not say?
I'm grateful.
That when the ticker tape was falling down and we was all, dancing and
not all of us,
right? No, except for Cass, who was
that's
in the corner.
That's his standard
off,
phrase, right? Isn't it? Every week,
we were all normal Liverpool fans. We were celebrating. That's when the rebuilding should have happened. That's what Liverpool I've grown up on Liverpool.
Yeah, you did. No, to be fair, you did say that. But all I'm saying is that based what we're saying right now, and this is the issue right today, right? Given what has happened this season. And you say FSG don't make mistakes, repeat mistakes. They do. They make the exact same mistakes again, actually. Like the furloughing staff, the putting the ticket prices up.
Are the mistakes?
The same. No, but they're all related to... No. But what I'm saying is they have to renege on them. But they're all related to making money at the expense of the club's values. They're all the same kind of problems. And what I'm saying is the same kind of mistake. And what I'm trying to say is that in the summer... Having realised that, okay, we got enough. Without the injuries, maybe Hendo not injured, Ox wasn't injured, we might have been okay. And we was top. So they thought, okay, we're top. That's what got in their heads. They thought we're top, we'll be fine. Yeah. That I blame them wholly for. Because
we didn't expect Hendo to get back injured again.
Hendo wasn't the main problem.
I'm going to ask you this, just be completely honest. All the players that we've got currently that are injured, including Van Dijk, Gomez, Matip, which is always fucking injured, but, all of those players that we've got that are injured, that have actually key players to us, and they're playing the whole season, do we win this league?
No.
I think so. I think so. No. I think so, yeah. I think so.
You're going to say no matter what, no matter what.
No, but you look at the form of the other players. Our front players are not good enough to win this league. Our midfield is not good enough to win this league.
Okay, let me explain why.
I admit we would not have given away as many goals, and we probably would have been in the top four.
We would not be challenging City this season.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be challenging City this season with our front three.
Let me explain why. Because the way we used to play is a lot of the goals were actually created by our defense, and by that I mean and they scored. We used to Van Dijk, the first goal against Man U, Van Dijk scored a header. The amount of times that Van Dijk has got a key goal via header, which has then changed the whole dynamic of the game, is massive.
I know what you're saying. No, I get what you're saying. But the Mane's form and his fitness and the way he plays has not been affected by our defence. I thought that at the start of the season as well. But you look at him in play now, he's just lost his pace. He's just lost everything. So it was a bigger problem than just the injuries that's affected our front three.
So it would have been less of a problem.
I agree. You wouldn't be like
the whole world is falling down.
No, but we wouldn't be beating City though. We wouldn't be beating City.
But we were top though. We were top without them. That's what I'm saying, Cass. We were top in Christmas without them. So they were coming back.
We haven't won games since January because we haven't scored goals. That would not change.
It would if you had a better defense. No, let me tell you, those players in defense are so vital to the build-up of the whole team. Mm. Look at, for example, that everyone think, oh, we beat Bayern 3-1 at the Allianz, right? The reason we beat them 3-1 is Van Dijk's killer crossfield pass to Mane. So, exactly.
But if Van Dijk does that cross now, Mane doesn't finish it.
He's had easier chances than that,
and he has not put it away. That's the point.
Yes, but what we're witnessing now is a culmination of all that's gone before. Mane has become this low on confidence because, no, let me tell you this. In training, they're still, these guys are still scoring for fun in training. You know, they're still scoring. They're still doing the business in training.
In training videos, you can't take those seriously. In training videos, Solanke used to smash goals in. It doesn't matter.
No, but Solanke used to score goals.
I judge them on the pitch. You can't tell me that Mane, even before Christmas, we pointed it out. He was a problem. He was not good enough.
That's one thing, and Bobby as well.
Going back. I know you say about Mane, but let's not forget that.
And Bobby.
Yota was out for like 2.5 months, 3 months, whatever, yeah. Right? And so if Yota was fit, then he plays instead. So all I'm saying is like, if we had a squad, we wouldn't be so reliant.
What I'm saying, guys, is that if we'd have finished by Cass's reckoning. All right, cool. We wouldn't have won the league. Fine. Now, the end of the day is that we would have been in top four, and it'll be, you know, just the money that you're looking for us to be able to buy these big players. You would have a hope of getting, you think, of getting Haaland, right? Am I right or wrong if we got into top four?
We should be getting Haaland, but we wouldn't because FSG, when we won the league, had even more money than we have when we get in the top four, and they didn't spend it. When we won the Champions League, they had even more money than we're going to get now,
okay. And
they didn't spend it.
But I agree with you on that, and I repeat again, we should have invested. But then I think that was a combination of Klopp's decision plus FSG being like, "Are you sure? If you think we can go again with the same squad, then cool."
I mean, if you're trying to say that
they withheld money from Klopp, and Klopp was like, "We need this striker, we haven't got no money."
He did, and asked for more money. He did. But you can blame Klopp.
You can blame Klopp at the start of the season, 100%. I'm sure he would have had all the money he needed, and he said, "Nah, I've got all I need." But you can't blame him. No, but you have to spend more than what you can normally spend.
I said this to you at January when we watched the transfer window. Who it was there to buy?
70 million for Upamecano. 70 million for Upamecano, you get him. Yes, I mean, it's as simple as that.
Or even Koulibaly. You could have got Koulibaly for like 60.
Yeah.
Because he's aged out. You could have got Koulibaly.
We're making massive assumptions.
No, but we could.
No, what did we do against him when we played him? He didn't look great to me. He ain't £70 million worth of money.
Koulibaly is.
But I don't think you're going to get him for that.
But Dre, look, at the difference. Like, Chelsea, right? Bought the most expensive goalkeeper in the world and binned him a season later, the next season.
Chelsea have oil money.
I know, but all I'm saying is that. But the reason, because they did that, They are where they are now. They had a club legend in charge of the club.
So let me get this straight. Rather than, so you would like to be owned by a...
I'm not saying that, like, but there's an in-between.
Or like the Man City.
No. There's an in-between.
Wouldn't mind. For the record, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
So you guys would all be fine with a soulless club.
No. I said there's an in-between. All I'm saying, there's a big difference between... We give our players... We give everyone at our club a lot of time. And I like that. I like that because you get to see great stories come of that. You get to see players grow and become better than you thought. You get to see the remontadas, people come back from the, you know, from injury or from the outskirts. But then Man City do that too. Look at John Stones. You know, he's been languishing there on big money. And now he's been the star of the season.
Big money. But it doesn't matter.
But all I'm saying, all I'm saying is that we've always been the club that our first 11 on the pitch has been always competing with the best in the league, but our bench has always been a disaster. Always,
I agree. That is on Klopp. As much as Klopp. I like the man and I think he's amazing, that is on Klopp.
Partly, we do have
like he does sell players if they want to go. Like he could have easily said, Coutinho, you ain't going nowhere. That's it. You know.
FSG would not have tolerated that. FSG would have said 140 million. Yes, you're going. He wouldn't have had a say in that.
I think it worked out quite well.
I think he had to go.
Quite well, but don't make like Klopp had a say in that. He didn't. FSG made that decision 100%.
I think Klopp has a decision. Makes a decision about Shaq being on the bench. Ox is on the bench. Cater's on the bench when he could have played several times. Mm. You know, there's lots of players that we've had on the bench that had opportunities to play, and they sit there, and he'd rather rotate the same front three because of all the magic that they did.
He feels that he owes them something. We're just saying FG have made a lot as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'm fine. But I'm fine with them making a mistake for this season. It's a learning process. I'm grateful.
They've been there for 7 years now. It's not a learning process.
Well, they won again. May I just reiterate again? How much
A learning process. I get what you're going to say. They've done a lot. Yeah, they have, but they're not in the learning stage now. They are in your mature stage. You are college students. You are as mature as you can get. You're not learning primary school tactics here.
We've outgrown the shoes. They've shoe fit.
So you want to be sold to a soulless owner?
No, not necessarily.
So when they rename the stadium,
that's not the only option.
And we have to wave plastic flags like Chelsea. Then that's on you.
That's not the only option.
So you've got an option. A, stay with FSG again.
Look at the Spotify. Look at the Spotify. The guy who wants to buy Arsenal, right?
How do you know that's not
multi-billionaire? He's been
Listen, I'm not for this bloody stupid backstory of I've been a fan for ages and yeah, I really want to take this club where it hasn't been before. Load of bollocks.
Wait till you become a billionaire. I'll be there the first one saying he's lying.
Everyone can do that story, but at the end of the day is that
they need a billion
when they realize that it's it just like Kraft from the Patriots didn't buy Liverpool because he was like, you just have to keep on spending money and I have to compete with oil money over there and there. Like, I'm sorry, that's why I give these guys credit, all of them, because we had no right to be winning the league by the amount of points we had. We had no right to be able to compete
with Man City.
To be winning Champions League.
That's happened, and that maybe is a one-off that we've done that, because you're right, we
haven't. Correct. But you don't know. Next season, if we're having the same conversation, non-COVID season...
We can't do another season.
With everyone... No, I'm saying...
Yeah, we can't have another season.
...coming back.
Look, Leicester had no right to win the league. Leicester had no right to win the league. Leicester had no right to win the league, and they did. And they spent a lot less than we did, by the way. So it does happen. You can't just say, it's a miracle. It's a miracle of all miracles. Yeah, but that's the difference. Them winning the league is bigger than us winning the Champions League. Let's be honest.
We lost the league. We could have been back-to-back winners.
Yeah, but we're not Leicester. You're trying to put us on that level now. What I'm saying to you is that smaller clubs than us, who have spent less money than us, have won the league, which is the biggest thing that they could do. So you can't...
They're a fairy tale story. But at the end of the day, they haven't come back again since to compete.
Their owner literally died.
We competed against Man City, where we almost won the league, literally just by half a ball. And then we won the Champions League. And then the next season, we beat their ass by 25 points over them.
Yeah, but you said the comeback. That was all part of the same progression. The comeback is now.
Right, and that's fine. So therefore, we should really give them an opportunity for the offseason now. So
we will see.
If we get to September, what is it? September 1st, when our transfer window happens. If we get to the end of the transfer window and I don't see players, I will be fully with you guys. Maybe not with the FSG out, but I'll be
that's the only thing. That's the only thing to be with this on. That's it.
You're saying
maybe not with a clock. Maybe not.
No,
with
so the you're clock, saying. So you're saying if FSG don't invest in the team, hang on. You're saying FSG.
I'm gonna flip it off. I commit to being with you guys if we don't see significant signings this summer. We're gonna be FSG now. It doesn't mean you have to be big signings, the big names.
Oh, caveats are coming out already.
No, because Eddie, we don't sign players like that, and that's what we enjoy about.
But we have to.
But Dre, look, I'm not saying
your thing.
Let me tell you an example. Chelsea signed Havertz, Werner, Ziyech, Pulisic. No. I'm just saying, I'm not saying we sign five big players. I'm saying we sign one. And then we can have the fillers, you know.
Who are we realistically going to get?
We need to.
Sancho. Yeah, mate.
We're not getting Sancho. Sancho's not realistic.
Okay, Cass, I'm not saying we don't. Look, in an ideal world.
Do you think Haaland is?
No, I don't think so. Not a chance.
He's not coming to a non-Champions League team.
We should get
Bissouma. Any other season, I would have said Ndidi or Tielemans, but they're going to be in Champions League next season. Champions League. They're not coming to us. But that's another reason that if we were in the Champions League, we could have got them.
We're not at that level. We're a bigger club. And then they see that it's a one-off season.
Bissouma's a good buy. And I think we should get that Rodrigo de Paul. He's still... He got another two goals and an assist. Sorry, two assists and a goal. But anyway, let's talk. I think Suki is trying to say that we need to talk about the Man U game, which is a pretty scary,
meaningless game.
Oh God, I'm not gonna
bother talking about lineups because
same again.
Yeah, it's it. Roll the dice.
Oh, please don't,
Maria. What do you think the score and the results can be?
Oh wow, straight in.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be a draw.
Cass?
2-0, we're going to lose it.
Oh, wow. Betrayal.
And the question is, if we do lose it, is Ellie going to actually finally admit then that top four is gone? Because it's already gone in everyone else's mind. But if that one is a loss, even though
depends what happens to Chelsea. Depends what happens to Chelsea. If we lose... and Chelsea win, then of course, yeah. If we lose and Chelsea lose, then I'm not going to say nothing. No, if
the team's one game gone. That's one. Well, that's three points gone in terms of catching them up.
Whereas we were though. So
yeah, well,
no,
yeah,
because it's one game left. Points available is gone.
What if?
If we both lose, that's still one game gone. So the chances of catching them up is reduced massively.
In that sense, yeah, I agree. But it's still possible. I'm not going to.
Okay. So if we don't win, we're done.
No, I didn't say that. I said if we don't win and Chelsea have the same or worse result than us, then I'm still whistling, 100%. In my opinion, that is.
So a team that's drawn two in a row and lost another one is going to catch up the Champions League semi-finalists.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. It could be quite easily. I mean, you say that.
And you do understand.
Lost again, then potentially.
Exactly. And also, Cass, let's remember, we did draw two games in a row, but both last-minute goals, you know. And I know you say, okay, yeah, we conceded. Yeah, we did. But let's just be realistic. If we had anywhere close to our shooting boots on, we walked both those games. So that's all I'm saying in that regard. I'm saying if we have another Palace performance out of nowhere, for instance, where we score every single chance we had, that was a freak game, it could happen again. And so I'm just saying that we're in with a chance until it's mathematically impossible. I actually think this is a game that could actually affect a lot of the players' pride. I think we could actually, with Man U as well, playing tonight as well.
Winning
6-2, but they play tonight. I think we could win it 3-1.
Mm.
Dre?
this is unacceptable not to win this game. Like, you know, this is Man United. I don't give a shit about what else has happened for the rest of the season.
Oh, unacceptable. So if we don't win it, 3-1. How unacceptable is it? How unacceptable 3-1. Is it?
I'm not joining your... I'm not joining
no, but
your,
if it's unacceptable, that means FSG out if we don't win it. No, pop out if we don't win it.
It means that the fans will be on. If you lose against Man United, like this week, we got thumped 3-1 by Man United, then you don't think for a second that the fans are going to be on FSG's arse. They definitely will be. So the money will be spent. So... But I know that the players, I've got faith in these players, and I know for one last time, as a collective, they will come and batter Man United 3-1.
Yes, go on, Andre.
It's unacceptable. It's is unacceptable not back? To.
Is who, sorry?
Is Phillips back?
No.
So we're playing with Fabinho back in defence.
I don't know.
None
of us can guess.
Oh yeah,
Phillips could be fit, and you still would. You still might be playing somewhere.
He might play Wijnaldum centre back and move him back into midfield. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Wijnaldum has played centre back. Yeah, he did. He played centre back one day.
He'll play Fabinho at the back. I think I'm hoping we're gonna win, but I think we're gonna lose.
Yeah.
And that's Maria, did you say yours?
Disgraceful.
Yeah,
I said 1-1.
You said 1-1, didn't you? You said draw, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch it, hoping we're going to win. I'm going to be hopeful that we can get a win, but I think realistically we're going to lose.
No.
I mean, I kind of agree with Ellie on this one, actually, you know.
That's right.
Better. Because they do... we do have this thing where they lose a couple of games, they draw a couple of games, and then they just suddenly have this miraculous...
Yeah, there's like a big game where you've got to
like Spurs, like West Ham, you know, even in January.
We will win.
And they tend to do better against the big teams, weirdly enough, rather than
and away from home. And away from
their defense. Their defense is rubbish. Sorry. You know, but we just have to score. People have bad form. I would say Jota will come back and score if he's
inconsistent at the moment to call it at all.
And Salah will.
Great, we are going to start Salah, Mane, and Jota. You know that, right?
I don't think he will risk it
with Bruno Fernandes in there. He's going to start Milner, Wijnaldum, Thiago is the midfield three.
I think you better get used to that. He's going to play the old lineup.
Yeah.
He's going to play Bobby, Mane and Salah. Oh, no. He will play that.
Yeah.
He will play that.
And you think that'll still make us win
3-1? I think I've got faith in the team as a collective that they know what it means to the fans. They know that they've disappointed us this season and they know they're disappointed themselves. They know it's been a shit season. But this here, we beat Man United at their ground.
Gives us something. Yeah, it's at theirs. Yeah, it's away.
Then that's bragging rights. Forget about form. This is against Man United. Man United, Liverpool, bets are off. You never know what happens.
Well said. Here. Well said.
FSG.
Right. Okay. Well, let's hope you are right, and let's hope for a win.
It means nothing.
Probably will mean nothing. We probably will finish 6th or 7th.
We'll draw the next game 1-1. It doesn't matter who it's against. It will just be another...
The season ended after this. I can't take the season
anymore. Looking forward to the next season now, and hopefully FSP.
The Euros, so we can see...
Euros. Come on, England. Come on, England, Suki.
Thank you for joining us.
Lager.
Although there was that picture of Ellie with the three lines. Hey, we haven't talked about that.
Three lines.
England watch. Don't worry, we're all going to be on England watch. Don't worry about that.
Right. Ellie with the three lions. That's where we're going to end the show.
Proudly.
Well, I'm going to try and end the show again. Thank you for joining us today. And we'll catch you next week, hopefully after a victory against United.
Right. Stevie G, England captain. Go on.